Just keep going. Okay, Arctic Sea, a lot of you have asked me questions on that. Or you keep asking me, well, which product should I give for the person with the cancer behind the right eye? Their leg is rotting. They've got anemia. They've got atherosclerosis. They give you the list. And it sounds like a simple answer. In fact, April can repeat it. You start with a lifestyle nutritional program. The more serious the problem is, the more you need to be on the base lifestyle nutritional program, then add these other products. And you feed them in slowly. The worse the patient is, the less you give them. And it says 2 ounces 3 times a day. Well, you start off with, 1 ounce 6 times, or 9 times a day. So you start off a little bit, keeping it in their body all the time. A lot of the people who have hypoglycemia and the blood disorders and stuff, you're telling them to drink two drinks a day, and they're going, oh my gosh. But what do I do about in between? Split the drink up and take it 4 times a day. Is it good nutrition? Absolutely. Do it 6 times a day. And then throw in the coffee and the fat food later in the day, right? Yeah. Isn't that what they do? Yeah. So your advice to them is to try and clean that diet up as quick as they can. Arctic Sea is an independent lab did the studies on our Arctic Sea. Arctic Sea has a ton of stuff, doesn't it? You can read everything about Arctic Sea. You can buy it in every health food store, and everybody's got it. Well, what's the difference between ours and theirs? The lab who does all the studies on it tested ours, and their quote was, the best they had ever seen. And they said, where did you get it? You know what Rex told them? He doesn't tell anybody where he gets anything. You know more about where we get it than anyone else. The data on this is insurmountable. Everything you read on it is true. All those outlandish stories are true. Basically, what it comes down to is you have a pump, which is a heart, and you have 60,000 miles, what's that, 100,000 kilometers, of arteries, veins, capillaries that are involved in the system. Every beat of your heart, it has to not only put nutrition to every cell, it has to take the toxic waste away. So when it doesn't, then you run into trouble. And what are the big things you're hearing about? You're hearing about triglycerides and the cholesterol. Now, those are fats the triglycerides are a fat that the body needs to use energy. They did a study here recently where they took 100 Americans. This may be different because they're 100 American males. And they gave them fried eggs and butter 3 times a day for 100 days. Their cholesterol didn't change that much. Isn't that interesting? So it may not be what you're eating. It may be what comes along with what you eat. The artificial insecticides and fertilizers and all that fat and stuff. You've got to lower the fat down. You've got to get that fat below 20%. I think we need to get it below 10% to kind of catch up here. We did the studies in Korea. We took our 19-year-old 1As. Those are our best soldiers. And after they were killed, we cut the femoral artery out of their leg. That artery averaged 37 years old. 19-year-old 1A. We leave our 4Fs home to breed. We're going to have the same problem Italians have. And that's what you're facing here. Then we came to Vietnam. It was a 47-year-old artery. And we didn't kill anybody in this last one we had here. So we didn't. We don't know. All of you have, your arteries are probably double the age that they should be. And that's what's pumping things to your cells. So that needs to be cleaned up. Do you see why we added this product? If we give you good basic nutrition, it's going to clean it up, but you may not live long enough to, show the results, okay? So we've added these extra items in there. Fish oils are high in all the polysaturated stuff. We've got that. You've got this in your data. All your general managers, your managers have that. Three positive effects, blood clotting. The body needs to clot because if you get cut, you die, okay? The substance that causes the blood platelets to clump together goes wrong. And so they start getting sticky. So as they start to go around curves, they start sticking to the walls. So this product has been shown to be used to free that up and get that stickiness balance. I'm really making it very very simple here. High blood pressure, you're getting that's blocking of arteries, and the constriction you're getting of the arteries themselves, the actual constriction. They don't relax anymore, so they can get that good blood pressure. 25-day study, the chemical drop that causes that, and the systolic pressure average dropped 10 points. And that study can be done over and over and over again. Now, how many tablets do you need? Basically, you're looking at 6. If you've got somebody in serious trouble, And so balance it out and look where you're at and start doing your blood pressure and start doing those studies and see what your doctor says. Also, take your blood pressure every hour because it's different. Do it at the same time every day or as close as you can. You got to work in between. You'll find out your blood pressure changes each part of the day. Number 2 and 3, the triglycerides and cholesterol. We've got too many of them in our diet. We've got to get rid of them in our diet. Because they're plugging up the arteries. You've seen the pictures of the little inside of the artery on all the commercials for the drugs. That is happening. You've got to clean that out. Bypass surgery. You have a 1% better chance in America of surviving without the surgery. And everybody goes, wow, how come? Because that's how many people die in surgery. There's more people that die in the surgery than they die of that. And think about it. We come along and clean the artery out here. Well, what's going to happen? All the rest of the junk, homeostasis happens. It's like when you try to clear out the bank of your river or the bank of a lake of the weeds. All of a sudden, the weeds are there tomorrow. And you keep digging this mud out and digging the weeds out, and the next day you've got as many weeds and as much mud as you did the next day. That's because it just floats right over onto it. Same thing's happening. It just clogs those arteries up again. And it's a great surgery because every 5 years you can do it again. And have you seen the price? Yeah, good money, isn't it? We mortgage. And if the doctor doesn't have a house, he does now. He has yours. Because, he's mortgaged it. Okay? I keep picking on him this way, but I went to a seminar, and the reason I'm kind of tough on this, I went to a nutritional seminar of the three best people in nutrition. And they were doing this whole thing on nutrition. And so they got up there and they said, if you have this many patients and you use this product, you will make this much money because it's this much per patient. Now, if you use this program, you make this and this. And they went through, they had three programs and showed how much money it'd make. So I cut through all the crud, and afterwards I went up and I said, okay, which is the best program? They said, well, how many patients do you see a day? And I said, well, 70 to 100, that type of thing. And he says, okay, now this is the best program for you. If you do this many patients, you'll make this much money, or this much, and then the bottom line, this is what you make. And I said, no, I want to know what's best for them. Well, if you do this, this makes this much money. I never got through to them, and these were good nutritionists. They were so caught up in the money thing. See, how much money? And I don't care what your motivation is. If you're in this for the money, we've had some people in this for the money, and they do fairly good. But the people that really do good in this business are the ones that care about other people and care about, what's happening. I am thoroughly convinced when you get to heaven, it's not going to, or wherever you go. Where do you go in England? Okay. That they're not going to ask you what kind of car you drove or what kind of house you have. Okay. I think that's a BMW is not going to mean a whole lot there. Okay. So that's what this business is all about, helping other people. And I think that's going to count. It's been, the studies go on and on about lowering the cholesterol 45% and the triglycerides 79%. It improves blood flow. That's studies, there's hundreds of studies on that. Aerobic activity, it's starting to be used in sports now. For people who are high performing in pretty good shape, they work out, we don't do it, The 10 minutes we do a day, they do about 8, 10 hours a day. So they're getting more aerobic activity. Why? Because they're getting better circulation. Cardiovascular endurance. How quick is your heart return? When you do that running and then you wait to see how quick your heart recovers? It should, the faster you, go ahead and time it. Start using the product and then in 3 months do it again, 6 months do it again, 9 months, because it's going to take a little while, right? You're replacing half the cells each time and then you're doing the crud to ruin them every other time. And you'll see that change. Your heart starts settle right down. Your heart will come right back. In fact, when I have, we life insurance, they want to check us. When I have them come, I'm running like crazy in my office. So I tell the girls, give me 5 minutes. So I go in the room, just quietly sit down, and the guy will do my blood pressure, and I said, what do you want? And he says, what do you mean? I said, well, what do you want my blood pressure to be? He says, well, 180 over, 70 is pretty good. 120 over 80, pardon me. Yeah, 180, I'm dead, huh? and so I'll just give it to him. And then he says, then I'll ask him, what do you want? What's my return to be? What's the chart saying? What's my return? Because these are numbers for everybody, right? Well, I'm Greg. I'm not a bunch of statistics that they have, okay? And 78% of all your tests are incorrect. That's the insurance industry number. They pay for tests. That's why in America they're requiring you to get 4 opinions now. That way they don't have to pay for anything. By then you're dead. Because it's taking us a lot longer to get the tests back. Do you have that problem here? But you get them pretty fast. Yeah, it's taking us forever now because it doesn't pay money. So test that and see. You'll find out that your recovery comes back very quick. I'm able to do that, and I'll give him whatever he wants. If he wants 118 over 60 or whatever, I just do that, and you learn to do that in sports. But if you're not clean, you can't do it. the quicker recover, anti-inflammatory actions. The A beta carrier you basically know about, all that stuff in there. Let me give you a quick run. What we got, 5 minutes? honey, you're not using it for the intestine. Be careful. This is good honey. It's dirty stuff. The stuff you want to get, that nice, clean honey stuff that they put molasses in to give it a color, that's what you buy in the market. It's junk. It's homogenized. Okay? It's supposed to be dirty. Everybody says, what's the stuff in the bottom of our honey? I don't know. Ask the bees. Okay? It's pollen. It's, you know, all the stuff that the bee tracks through there. Okay? It's alkaline. It's high in acidic. Oh, the big thing here on honey, they have proven in studies that calcium retention, for some reason, they can't figure it out, but you retain calcium better. So that calcium you're losing from 21 on is being retained now better somehow by some system we don't understand. And honey does that. So it should be substituted for all your sugar. How's it taste in coffee? Huh? Eh? It's probably the coffee. It's eh. Yeah, that's rheumatic and rheumatoid type of problems. It's been used for centuries where they mix the honey and apple cider vinegar. That's an old remedy. And it's just amazing. And what it's doing is taking the honey products and absorbing them into the system real good. It's like putting alcohol in your carburetor, you know, to start the lawnmower. Does anybody do that? No. It's the same thing you're doing there. But the number one thing is intestinal sluggishness. If you want to get rid of colon cancer, you want to have a bowel movement 3 times a day. Okay, it's that clear. That will get rid of colon cancer. Also, we have a prominent doctor that we know that's retired now that used it to speed up the intestine as a beauty health aid to make them younger. And they used to take pictures before and after. Isn't that an interesting concept? She cleaned their intestine out, got them cleaned out using the aloe products, and they looked younger. And she had hundreds of photographs. In fact, we should just get those as a collection to show. So that was it. You know, you get jammed up and your cheeks are so tight, your face, you know, wrinkles. Okay? And that's all she did. And she's retired. She's in Idaho skiing all the time. I'm still working for a living. Is there something wrong here? She charged $2,000 for her first visit. Then it was $300 to come back and say, how are your cheeks, you know? And that $300 every time you did that. And she was in Beverly Hills where she could charge that. Pollen. It's the one thing we can go through. It's the male germ cell and all that. But pollen is known to rejuvenate the glandular system. When I talk about glandular system, I'm talking about the endocrine system. That's the thymus, the thyroid, and the pineal glands. All those things are going around that make your body work. The endocrine system is really screwed up now. Ask any endocrinologist. You want a buddy? Go to an endocrinologist. He has no idea what's going on. He doesn't. Go sit there and he'll say, boy, these are weird tests. You know, say, yeah, my name's Greg. Okay. Because nobody matches. These guys are your buddies. They're really good to us. Because if you can get, you know what we do? We give them the aloe vera and stuff, and what happens is the endocrine studies change. They'll go, whoa, that's neat. And I say, well, what does it mean? So I don't know. But it changed it. Something happened. This is good. I like this. So they just change things around. So is it better to give them something nature has, or is it better to come along and, you know, pour a chemical in there? I tell a story all the time with the doctors and I work with a doctor that started this story. And he says, if you're an alien, think of coming to this planet. And go to somebody and say, well, how do you get people, when they get sick, what do? Well, it's very simple. We give them poison. Okay. Well, then what happens? Well, what's this poison do? And you describe what it does, all the reactions, the 10,000 reactions they get from giving them the poison. They said, well, what happens? Does it work? And you have to say no. And they say, well, then what do? And they say, well, then we cut out their vital organs. Now, does that make sense? But that's really what we've been doing for years. Isn't that? It doesn't, it's so bad that it's funny. And even the doctors laugh. I did a whole course on preventative surgery, and the doctor showed up. And it was a joke. We just kind of did it to get the draw. And I said, okay, the basis of this thing is that you have your patients come back once a month, and you cut out an organ. And I said, when you run out of organs, they're dead. And you've collected all your money. You've got your car payments, everything else. They laughed, but then they thought, you know, that's what they do. And my father-in-law used to have on the thing, he was a medical doctor, if you can't cure it, cut it. And he owned five surgical hospitals. And the interesting thing is he saw 60 patients a day and sat down and read that. If I saw that on somebody's desk, I'd get up and walk out. If you had a cold, he wanted to do surgery. But and it wasn't because he was wrong. It's that's the way he was trained. He did everything. You came in with the flu, he wanted to do surgery on it. Because that's what he did for a living. And he's a very good doctor. Now we come to propolis. Did I skip that one quick? Huh? You move on before you get in trouble. Okay. It's a cement that seals the hive together. They use it to line the chambers. It's used to glue the whole hive together. But the interesting thing is it actually surrounds bacteria, viruses, and stuff in the hive. The hive is the most sterile environment in the world. Our surgery rooms would love it to be able to have anything even close to it. And this is the product that does it. Well, it's nature's penicillin. It's been done that, and there's thousands of studies done by the Russians on this. And we'll probably do a video just on this one. We know the virus itself is broken. The chamber is broken by an enzyme that releases the virus into the body. Basically, all it does is surrounds it and prevents it from being released into the body. It completely, makes it ineffective, bacteria and viruses. The other thing that they found that's so interesting is when you find embalmed things inside the hive, the bugs that get in wrong and stuff, and they embalm them, and they put them in this, you can eat the bug, or whatever's in there, you can eat it, it's still what it is. In other words, it's embalmed so well without changing its own chemistry. And they're still trying to figure that one out. Because if they could get that, they're thinking beauty, using it somewhere in the beauty industry to rejuvenate skin or to embalm you, keep you permanently 26 or 25, whatever you wanted. So that's where that research is going, but it's going to be good for us. Bioflavonoids. Everybody knows about bioflavonoids. It's the bruises you get. Bioflavonoids are the glue that hold the cells together. A, C, and E is the cell wall, and it holds the cells together. So when you get bruises on the outside, you're getting bruises on the inside. The bioflavonoids make the vitamin C work better, the A, C, and E work better. It makes everything work better. It's high in that. It's nature's aspirin. It blocks the same enzyme as aspirin does. Now, you've heard about the aspirin studies where they, did we go over these as a group? I did that already. I had a group up here. Did we already talk about aspirin? 50 people over 50 are getting macular degeneration now. It makes you blind. And the study done was with doctors. Young doctors under 35 with pantothenic acid and aspirin. It was done for 90 days, and that's where they got the aspirin thing, where you take an aspirin a day and it'll prevent heart disease. Well, now we're down to a baby aspirin every other day because we've killed 10,000 people giving them aspirin. So, what you want to do is you want to back off the quantity and amount you're giving them so you're killing fewer people than the other one is, okay? So it doesn't become very obvious if that's what you're doing. So... and the aspirin industry stopped the study, and there's been no other studies. Oh, also interesting, it was done with buffering. Well, now, was it the buffering, the aspirin, or the pantothenic acid, or the fact they were 35 years old, didn't smoke, that it was a very select group. It's similar to what I do in my office. I select my patients. The reason I have 100% success on headaches and migraines is I pick them. I just, if I can't fix it, I send them somewhere else. And that's the way we should all be doing it. It stimulates inferion, which kicks up the thalamus. Now, the thalamus is the secondary defense in your body. You have the lymphatic system, which is going around phagocytosis. Pac-Man. You've got Pac-Man here, don't you? That's exactly what it looks like. These little buggers are going around eating everything that's not good for your body. Well, it improves that process of the phagocytosis. Then comes along, you get some virus that these buggers attack, and they don't like it. They kick in the thalamus. And the thalamus tap, have you seen that here? That was a dentist in England that came up with it. Tapping the thalamus 10 times when you're real sick every hour to kick it up. Okay, there's a whole book on it. I forget the name of the book. It's that long back. But the thalamus kicks in, and it's your secondary defense. It's like artillery or the bombs. And that kick that in, and that's what this product is known for. Histamine and serotonin, that's your allergies. What you have is an imbalance, and that's why you get all the stuffy nose and everything going on. And what happens is that the antigen actually attacks a cell, breaks it open, and there becomes an imbalance in the body of the serotonin and histamine. So you come along and dump the more histamines in because the serotonin is more powerful, and you get this real dry nose, that you talk plenty. And it's so you start imbalancing everything with all the chemicals that you're doing. So what happens here is it basically surrounds the cell again, protects the cell from being attacked by the antigen. Now, when you're taking B products, and you should be taking all the B products, if you're looking to get past that allergy stage, you'll have about 50% results your first year. because you're taking care of half the cells and stuff. The next year you'll have 0.5% of that. So I find the real bad allergy cases, we have about a 3-year run on it, you know, where they've really had a long, lifelong problem. Then you have the other patient that walks in, you give it to them, they come back in 2 days and say, geez, I've never been like this in 25 years. Have you had that too? See, it doesn't make any sense because we're working with nature. Also, the aloe first. Man, you spray that up there. I had one of these skeptics in an audience one time and I just wanted to get even. So I hadn't... I do that. Do I ever hold a grudge? I never hold a grudge, see? I always get even. And I just tipped his head back. This was a story. All his life he had sinus problems. Nothing fixes it. There wasn't anything in the world to fix it. He'd spend all this money. So I just tipped his head back and squirted it out of his nose. And she was there that night. And boy, he went like this. His face turned red. He was almost unconscious, so he couldn't get up and hit me. And I sprayed up both sides. And he was sitting there. And I finished my lecturing. And he's, you know, how you try and get away from the pain. You know, as you move around, it floats around to the sore spots. Have you done that? And you could see him moving and stuff. And all of a sudden, I saw his eyes light up. And I figured he was going to hit me at this point. He came to. And he's doing all this. He's making all these face things. He's making all these weird, strange faces. That was the first time he had breathed in 25 years. He uses the aloe first every day now. He wouldn't miss it. He's, you know, it doesn't even hurt anymore. He just likes it. He carries it around in his little sprayer. You know, he's got the best sinuses of anybody. Well, something I should mention on the aloe first, we're sending you an ear infection, a middle ear infection. All these middle ear infections you're getting with the kids. Do you guys still use amoxicillin here? You do. Bunch of quacks. Quacks. Okay. Amoxicillin was found in studies. This is 3 years old. This is old stuff, okay? 3 years ago, they found that there was no difference between the children who took amoxicillin or didn't take it, except the kids who took amoxicillin got ear infections 2.5 times more. So then we come along and we put tubes in the ear. Why would we put tubes in the ear? What was the operation cost last time? $2,700. That's about a car payment, okay? So we put the tubes in the ear. The tubes have been banned in America. Banned. If you want to put tubes in, you have to have 3 opinions because it causes deafness along with it. So you don't have an ear infection, but you can't hear anymore. So does this stuff make sense? Yeah, I just interestingly enough, I talk this bad in front of the medical doctors and they're going, I know what you mean, you know? Yeah. You know? So, and they keep wanting to know, how do you fix it? Here's where it's at. They need to talk to you a little bit more and they need to be a little bit open-minded. And the thing is, you guys, you overpower them. You know, you really overpower them. Boy, this cured my dog, this cured my chickens, this cured my house paint. You know, you really get going, don't you? Start slow and let them handle it. Jesus handled the infection on my wrist. Oh, that's good, okay. And the fungus under the nails, toothbrush and scrub with the gel. And it takes about 3 months, but don't stop. And you got to scrub the nail bed. Don't stop with it. You've got to go at it for about 9 months, and it'll take care of nails that thick. And you guys are all over the world, so you've got some of the funguses you picked up in jungles you shouldn't have been in, right? And they kind of spread it around with each other. Somebody, you have a real bad fungus here. I've heard in England, some of the English did, yeah. They've used it in periodontal disease, erosion problem, this erosion we were talking about earlier. The periodontal disease is completely cleared by this, just propolis alone. Royal jelly that you pay so much money for and you think it's so expensive that it isn't. Basically, we have a distributor in L.A. that had beautiful white hair. Joe, you'll see him. He's Chinese. He's about 80. His hair is black now. He finally went out and got his hair analyzed because he said that everybody said he dyed his hair. He didn't dye it. The royal jelly turned it back. This guy sells 70 cases a month of the royal jelly. Just on himself. Now, royal jelly, everybody knows the basic thing that the worker bees get the pollen, they make the royal jelly that they give to the queen cells, then they get a quill, a queen, the queen becomes mature in 16 days, a normal bee becomes mature in 24 days, a worker bee lives about 30 to 45 days, and a queen bee lives 6 years, laying 3,000 eggs a day, every day. That's all she does. Now, that's where it got all these rumors and everything about, you know, making you more virulent and all your potency problems and everything else. Joe has refused for us to check on his personal life because, you know, and there's probably a good reason for that. So that they found in chickens that if you want any research with our products, ask the people who use them on their pets. We got some real great stories. Chickens had 20% to 100% increase in egg production. It's used routinely in egg production. Watch when you're using our product. You've got the most pure, clean product. Why is our bee products better? High desert. When Lioness Pauline had, we had to go to the high desert. Those plants are very tough. They have the highest quantity of everything in their plants because they have to survive. And it's in the high desert where we don't have any pollution. And we keep... Did you ever notice there's no more high desert pollen or bee products anywhere? Rex owns it all. He bought it all. And now we're going into China. We've got this area that he was telling us while we were... Am I allowed to talk about this? I guess we can. I've already talked about it, right? We've got an area there that's probably going to be one of the greatest assets to our company because of the fact that it's endless out there. You know, when you talk of China, we think of things in miles. They think of things in big miles, you know, millions of miles. Everything's bigger there. Sound like Texans there. The nervous system complaints, when you have problems with the nervous system, sciatica, neuritis, neuralgia, tic de la rue, that's where I use it and stuff. And we get the results with ticks in our office. I mean, they can come up, they can come up off the table with their mouth. The big thing I want to do is get the eye working, because the eye is the first thing to dry out, where the tick pulls the face crooked. I can do it in the first treatment. But if I don't use the royal jelly, I don't get my 1 week and 2 week and 3 week results. Okay? Now the medical doctors are sitting here going, okay.